President of the United States of America, the change will be huge.
In one of the most touching parts of the acceptance speech of Governor Mike Pence, the introduction of his 85-year-old mother standing in the audience. Wow, she looked proud. The Detroit Police Sex Crimes Unit is investigating the case of a woman found in an alley. Captain Rodney Cox says the victim was almost completely unclothed and might have been hit with a vehicle.
She was severely beaten from the waist up, and so right now she's in critical condition.
Authorities could only describe the woman as African-American and between the ages of 30 and 50 years old. This is USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nicol Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nicolblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nicol Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nicol Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nicolblock.tv.
It was Eric Trump's turn at the podium last night, and he said his father will bring sound business judgment and practices to the White House. The younger Trump said his dad turned dreams into realities his entire career.
At a time when the people at the pinnacle of their career, like my father, would have held fast to a lifestyle that has truly become the epitome of the American dream, my father instead chose to give that dream back to the people it had eluded for so long.
Former adversary New Jersey Governor Chris Christie blasted Ted Cruz after his speech last night.
We all 17 of us signed the pledge saying that we would support whoever the nominee was without qualifications. And I don't understand how someone could present himself as a person of integrity and then come into this room tonight and give that cute speech again.
That seemed to be the sentiment in the crowd last night in Cleveland. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
New York City is urging pregnant women to delay travel to Zika-affected countries. Sarah Lee Kessler got a look at the city's new ad campaign.
NYC, we can fight back against mosquito-borne viruses.
Pregnant women are being told to avoid Zika hotspots. Health Commissioner Mary Bassett.
And that is a very large number of countries, over 40 countries at the moment.
The Zika virus can cause birth defects.
The Fight Back NYC campaign urges all New Yorkers to take precautions.
And removing standing water so mosquitoes can't breed.
Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
News director Russ Jones is in Cleveland, and he talked with Craig LaTulle of Houston.
The former presidential candidate was essentially booed off the stage in a packed Quicken Arena when Cruz sounded like he was still campaigning for president rather than endorsing Donald Trump. Texas delegate Craig LaTulle of Houston said he was disappointed.
The man signed a pledge just like Jeb did and all the others to support the nominee of the party. And I didn't see that support. I thought he should have thrown his support behind the man. That's the way the game's played.
Trump said that he saw a copy of Cruz's speech beforehand and allowed him to speak anyway. In Cleveland, I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. For continued coverage of the Republican National Convention, punch us up at www.usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:05, it's 75 degrees. Forecast for today is sunny with a high of 90. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 66. And then the humidity comes in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. High, low to mid-90s each day with a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms each day.
I should have told you to play a Billy Joel song today. I apologize. I'll explain in a minute. And by the way, 75 degrees? Since when? Since 4 o'clock this morning?
I don't know.
It's 87 I have right here. Oh, well, we'll update Jennifer's weather as we always do halfway through the show. But it is the library show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. I should revise it to say 11:05 a.m. We're never on at 11 a.m.
No, that's true.
The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, HCL is getting ready to host our annual outdoor summer concert series, sponsored by the Friends of HCL. You won't want to miss any of them, Jennifer. You also won't want to miss Comic Fest on Saturday, August 6th. At HCL. Jennifer Trout. I blew it. See? There's 12 words in this sentence and I missed the second one. Jennifer chews out a rhythm on her bubblegum. The sun is out and she wants some. Discounts with your library card are coming in September. And we're just about finished scheduling our fall concerts. All that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Why are we playing the Kingsman's Louis.
This is for Matt Dolan, who was our...
Of course, Matt Dolan.
He called in last week.
Got a lot of airtime last week, by the way.
He did. He appreciated it. He was very appreciative of that.
Trying to kickstart Matt's career on our radio show?
Well, I am, and you know what? We've just hired him to be Spider-Man at Comic Fest, too.
Is that who Spider-Man is?
I didn't tell you that, Jennifer. I didn't tell you that?
Oh, my.
Yeah, Matt's going to be Spider-Man.
Gotcha.
But we hired him through Beauty and the Beast.
I think the word...
Nepotism
comes to mind. Yes.
No, because we hired him through Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Which I never knew about. They're a booker in White House Station, mm-hmm. and they book characters. They book for holidays and corporate events and children's birthday parties.
Our Chamber of Commerce must be aware of them.
I just made him aware of them.
Oh, okay. So they might be all over that. Okay. Yeah. So and why did Louis? Does he like this song? Song grates on me. I hate to say.
You always say that every time I pick music.
That's part of our shtick, Jennifer.
I know. A lot of times he'll have follow-up questions to it. And one of his follow-up questions was, why did the FBI investigate Louie?
The song Louie, the FBI investigated it at some point?
Yeah.
Because it was about drug use?
That's what they were saying. There were non-existent obscenities in the lyrics. And they couldn't find any, but I don't know if this version had it or not. The song notably includes the drummer yelling an expletive after dropping his drumstick at the 54-second mark, and the FBI missed it.
And you can hear that?
I was listening for it. I couldn't hear it.
Well, it would have been a nice tip-off for our audience to listen to, Jennifer.
Well, I don't want to encourage
Say, listen closely for, I don't know.
Cursing?
It'd have been good radio. Moving on. The reason I mentioned William Joel, by the way, was I saw your boy in concert last night.
I wanted to ask. I've been meaning to ask you when you were going to go.
Last night was the day, Jennifer.
How was it?
He was very good.
Was he?
He's quite the entertainer.
I know the author I interviewed, Libby Cudmore, is not a fan. I still think he's a good live show. So what did he play?
I thought you never saw him. You
I
didn't
have.
See him. Oh, okay.
I saw the Bridge Tour.
You forget how many hits that guy has. He's got a million of them. He could never possibly play them all. What would have been your favorite ones? I'll tell you if he played them.
I like Captain Jack.
He did not play that.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I like some of the earlier stuff. Street Life Serenader. I like Mulberry Street, you know that.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you can name all obscure songs.
I know. Those are the ones that I like, the earlier ones.
He played a lot from Turnstiles and a lot from The Stranger, of course.
Okay.
I don't know. Excellent show. He had Tony Bennett actually came on stage with him.
What did he
sing? New York State of Mind.
Okay.
And he played an AC/DC song too, Highway to Hell.
Really?
Which was actually very good. His band is excellent, by the way. All the porn players and the guitarists, it's a very good band.
Do you know if it...
And his voice still sounds...
Did they have... They don't have programs, obviously. But do you know who his horn player was last night?
Name a name.
Phil Woods?
Remember. No.
He had Phil Woods back in the 80s. And Phil Woods came to our high school and was like... saying you should go to Berkeley, everybody should go to Berkeley. And I really wanted to go, but I didn't. I played the clarinet and baritone. I didn't play the saxophone. And
I was...
it was one of those nice ideas, but...
Right. I mean, like I said, he doesn't look great, but he sounds great still. Actually, he made fun of himself in the beginning of the show. He said, "Hi, I'm Billy's dad." Billy stayed home today, but I know all the songs.
But, I mean, it's a pretty good deal for him. He gets on a train... Goes to Madison Square Garden, does the thing, goes home.
He's finally got it right, though. I was reading up about him a little bit. He didn't always have things so crystal clear. He had depression issues when he was younger. He actually almost committed suicide.
Did he really?
He drank. He did it. He drank.
I know he's a heavy drinker.
No, furniture polish.
Oh, my goodness.
To kill himself.
Wow.
And his drummer, I think, rushed him to the hospital in the nick of time.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Wow.
So, he got past those demons, obviously.
So, did you drive it or just
show.
Take a train?
No, we took the train, and actually we saw the 9/11 memorial earlier in the day.
Did you?
It was very good, very overwhelming. It's something maybe just to see once, and it just...
Now, do you need timed tickets?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I have time issue with timed tickets. Because then I got to be there at the right
time. Why? Because it's convenient for everyone and helps everyone enjoy the museum better?
Because then I have to be there at a certain time.
And then we hit Stout, which is a restaurant near the garden, which was nice. Also, a very nice Irish pub downtown called something O'Brien's. Lily O'Brien's, have you ever heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great appetizers. I won't go into detail. Let's talk about the library, Jennifer, shall we? So Billy Joel, if you have a chance to see him in concert, I highly recommend it. You know all his songs. I think I knew every song.
Did you?
Which is, rare. Even with Bruce Springsteen, he always throws in a... One that, a rare one that you don't know. But Billy Joel, even his rare ones, you kind of remember them.
I was surprised you quoted from a Ramones song this morning.
Very good. How did you know that?
I don't know.
That was from the Ramones, from Rockaway Beach.
I'm just really surprised that...
Wow, Jennifer, you're...
That the Ramones is in your wheelhouse. Well, so are you, Jim Thatch.
Are you a Ramones fan? My daughter's a big Ramones fan.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have thought that she would... Well, maybe...
Here's your DVD movie alert of the day, just coming out of the blue. The movie is called CBGB, starring the guy who played Snape. He just died.
I think
what
we've
was
had
his
that
name?
Before. Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman played Hilly Kristal, who ran CBGB and pretty much started the punk movement. Great movie. I mean, a sleeper. I was very impressed with the way it was made. Kind of different with the way it was made.
Check the archives. I think we've done that one before.
Oh, we have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we have it in our library collection?
Yeah, we do. That's how. Yeah, I know that off the top of my head.
Okay, so if you can reserve it at the Hunterdon County Library. We also have some programs coming at the Hunterdon County Library this week.
Well, Jim destroys the equipment. We have 1 minute left.
Jennifer, I'm going to remind you one more time. Things that happen in the studio, our listeners don't need to hear back. So
listen,
I knocked a CD off the
No, but the whole phone box
there.
Went. Listen, we have 1 minute left before we go to break.
All right, then
So I'm going to just read a quick... one quick program that's tonight.
Okay.
And then we can go to library programs after Today in History.
Sure.
Tonight is another free concert in the park at Deer Path Park, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Park System. It will be 7 o'clock tonight. It is an Elvis tribute, and it is performed by Jim Barone. He's an award-winning Elvis tribute artist. His tribute spans the Presley catalog, keeping true to the sound, passion, and style that encompassed Elvis as an entertainer. The result is a natural performance without cliché that embodies the soulful sensuality, the playful swagger, the humor, and the complete command of the audience. Refreshments will be available. The Ice Cream Parlor, home of the Big Bopper, Flemington's best ice cream. Pack a picnic dinner, bring the entire family, and enjoy.
So we're very unselfish at a radio show. We promote everything but our own things.
Here's Deer Path Park.
We promote Matt Dolan.
Well, when we come back, we're going to promote the library, but we're going to go to commercial break right now.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History.
Wait, I can't get the... Well, there it comes, the volume up to lower.
Where it's drowning me out, you mean?
Yes, I got it.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Today in History, this time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be July 21st. And years past, and also some semi-obscure people that were born or who have died on this date. I know who they are just by looking at their names. It's Jennifer. Jennifer, I'm going to ballpark. We'll get 1, 2, 3. Jennifer, we'll get 4 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Will be my prediction.
Okay, Morgan, you're listening. Do you want to up Jim? Hi, Morgan. We're not angry with you.
Up Jim? What's that mean?
You want to say I'll get 5 out of 5.
Oh. Gotcha.
We'll get a little wager going.
Missed it. Okay, Jennifer, let's go start with our events that happened on July 21st. Let's go back to 1861, a little American Civil War history for you. First major battle of the war begins and ends with a victory for the Confederate Army. Name the battle.
Bull Run.
Wow. Very good.
Thank you.
Or the Battle of Manassas, whichever side you were on is what it was called.
I could have done that too if you wanted.
Actually, the interesting part about that, Union troops just marched out like they were just going to slaughter them, and they gave them like a week to reinforce. Like if they had went out when they said they were going to do it, they would have probably ended the Civil War there, maybe. It could have very possibly happened.
Yeah, don't give your... Why do you give your enemy?
But they gave them like a week to reinforce, and they... Union forces came out with photographers and people came to watch, like it was some kind of
right, like a duel,
spectator
sport. And
then
shoot up in the air.
And the Union troops got routed. And 5 more years of war followed, Jennifer. Okay, moving on to 1873. On July 21st, what happened on that date? For the first time in history, by Jesse James and his gang.
You rob a bank?
Incorrect. This is the first time this happened in history. You're very close.
Robbed a train.
He robbed a train. First train robbery in the history of the Old West happened, well, in the history of the world, I guess, 1873. I guess the train probably started running maybe a week before this, and Jesse James robbed it. Okay, 1925, Jennifer. Interesting. I didn't know this. The Scopes trial. You know what the Scopes trial is. High school biology teacher John Scopes is found guilty of teaching evolution in class. Big trial, Jennifer. What? He's found guilty. What was his punishment? This was a big trial. Talking about today. Landmark trial.
The
movies
monkey,
made about
Scopes monkey trial. Yeah. Darwin.
Movies made about this trial.
What
was the punishment for John Scopes?
I don't know.
He was fined $100. That's a little anticlimactic. I don't remember seeing that in the movie.
Let me get my checkbook out.
Yeah. Can I pay in quarters? Okay, 1944, a little World War II trivia. How can I...
You're supposed to how can I before we get here.
I know, but it's kind of fun. Okay.
But I didn't have you busy this week.
Klaus von Stauffenberg and his fellow conspirators are executed on this date. Why? Why were they executed? What were they attempting to do?
Escape.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Escape, that's very vague in general.
So war was still going on.
The day before, Jennifer, actually the day before, this is how quick justice works in Berlin, Germany. They try to assassinate Adolf Hitler. On the 20th, they're executed on the 21st. Now that's...
They're lucky they waited long.
Swift justice. Yeah. Okay, 1983, finally, I only have five for you today, Jennifer. The world's lowest temperature in an inhabited location is recorded at Vostok Station in Antarctica. What was that temperature? Give you within 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
-100.
-128.6.
Not bad.
Wow.
Well, that's cool.
I wonder what happens. And this was in an inhabited area. I wonder what happens to the human body in that situation. Okay, 1924, Jennifer, we have five people who were born or died.
You're saying I'll get four of them.
Yes, I will. Let's start with 1924. On July 21st, Mr. and Mrs. Knotts welcomed young Don into the world.
He was a comedian. He was Mr. Furley on Three's Company.
Mm-hmm.
The Don Knotts Show. Laughing?
No. He did a lot of Disney movies.
I feel like Andy Griffin... He's involved with him.
Oh, yeah. That was his greatest role. Deputy Barney Fife.
Fife, yeah.
On the Andy Griffin Show, who was also in a lot of Disney movies. The Apple Dumpling Gang, classics, probably a couple of sequels to that. But my second DVD pick of the week, to see if we have this in our collection. I bet we don't, so I'm requesting it in our collection. The movie is Gus, the field goal kicking mule. Don Knotts starred as the head coach, I believe, of this movie. And Gus was a donkey that they brought over to the America and could kick 100-yard field goals.
We do not have
it. It was amazing. But he never missed.
If it's a Disney film, they're tough to get because some of them they only take out and produce for a little while.
There was one of those classic... It was the classic era of Disney where it had all these crazy little kind of movies. Like when Kirk Douglas was young, all the flubber movies and all those kinds of movies.
But then they did them again in the mid-70s. But the stars weren't as good.
No. And the classic scene of the movie Gus is, so Gus gets loose in a supermarket, right? And he's running around, so you can just imagine the mayhem that ensues. Mm-hmm. So this grocery store clerk, right, keeps trying to set up these displays in the market. Mm-hmm. And predictably, Gus comes and kicks them all down. Now, if you were a supermarket manager, Jennifer, and you knew that a mule was running amok in your market, wouldn't you stop setting up the displays till the mule was caught?
Yes.
I don't, how did that guy get to become manager of a supermarket?
I don't know.
I don't understand that at all. The scene that still haunts me to this day. Stop setting up the displays.
You need therapy, Jim Chance.
You
catch
the mule.
Move on, please.
1943, Jennifer. Edward Herman is born. This is one you're going to miss, I think.
I don't think so.
Oh, Edward Herman. I think so.
No, you're right. He was a movie star.
He was in some movies. Yes, he was. Actually, the one movie that I know him in, and he was on a TV show, the two things I know him in. The TV show was Gilmore Girls. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Actually, I think you'd like that show. Favorite of my wife's and my daughter's. Edward Herman was the father in the Gilmore Girls. He was also in the movie The Lost Boys. DVD alert number 3, The Lost Boys, starring Kiefer Sutherland, about vampires in California. Very good movie. I think it starred the Coreys, but Edward Herman was the head vampire of this movie.
The head vampire.
Do we have...
I'm looking.
The Lost Boys in our collection. We must have
indeed,
that one.
We do indeed.
So that's The Lost Boys, our DVD alert number 3 of the day. Okay, moving on, Jennifer. So you need to get the last 3 to make my prediction come true. 1948, Gary Trudeau was born.
He's a political cartoonist. He draws Doonesbury.
Correct. I just had a feeling you would know that one. 1951, Robin Williams was born.
He was a comedian. He did Mork and Mindy. He also was a really good... He did Mrs. Doubtfire,
mm-hmm.
featuring the song Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Why do you like that song?
I was out one day and I heard it, and a young woman shouted, "That's for Mrs. Doubtfire." And I just kind of... That's what I did.
See, you're making fun of me about the grocery store manager in cans.
I know. Well.
And you're remembering that?
He was story? In the Dead Poets Society.
Yes, great movie.
Yeah, he was a very good serious actor as well.
Right, and Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
Which was another serious role that he did a great job
yes.
in. So, Robin Williams. And then finally died on this date, Jennifer, in 1998, the great Robert Young.
Was he Marcus Welby?
You got it.
Wow.
And it was also Father Knows Best, that classic sitcom. Father Knows Best.
Huh, you were right.
See, I know you that well, Jennifer. That's how
scary.
Well I know you.
A little bit scary. Aren't you scared? You should
a
be
little bit.
More afraid
I'm
than
a
I.
little afraid.
All right, so I want real quick before you do the weather. At 11:30.
And then we finally get to some library
finally
business.
Finally get to library things. You always tell them, this is Hunterdon County business. You always say, I go out of the county and I never do anything in the county.
Well, I think our listeners will concur.
Yes, but yesterday I had lunch at the Surgeonsville Inn,
mm-hmm.
and it was very nice. It was very lovely.
Good. What did you have to eat?
I had a... you're going to make fun of me.
Oh, no.
I had a garden salad and cold potato soup.
The soup is very good, though.
It was.
Lori loves their soup.
It was very good.
The tomato bisque, I think, is their specialty.
Is it? Yeah. I don't think they had that yesterday.
Oh, they didn't? I think they have it every day.
Do they?
Yes. That's what specialty means.
I see.
No, they have good food, and it's been so crowded since they've renovated it. We have trouble getting in sometimes. But they have an outdoor section now, if I'm not mistaken. Do they have a patio?
It wasn't offered at lunch yesterday. I don't know.
No. Maybe it was too hot.
I don't know.
It was a beautiful day.
It was really nice yesterday.
My gosh, what a day to be in New York City. My goodness. We actually went to a place called, I'll tip this place to you. It's called 230 Fifth Avenue. It's the just address, but they have a rooftop garden.
Oh, nice.
And the Empire State Building is right there.
Now, you said you went to 9/11 Memorial. Did you walk uptown?
No, we took Uber.
You Ubered uptown?
We Ubered uptown. Lori has Uber. 3 of them had Uber, so we hopped in 3 cars. And
oh, wow.
So that worked out well. Now, walking would have taken way too long. I didn't realize that the numbered streets don't start for quite a while.
No, they don't start till...
or we were in big trouble.
Well, it's above Houston even before they start.
Yes. So.
I guess above Washington Square Park.
But very nice. We had a very nice Uber driver named Gondo. He was,
You can do it in about
Japanese,
an hour.
Japanese driver. I'll give Gondo a shout out.
Give Gondo a shout out.
Very polite young man.
How many restaurants did you eat at?
Two.
Oh, okay. O'Brien's and 235.
That's two, Jennifer.
Yes. I thought there was a third one you mentioned.
I didn't eat in the Uber car.
No, I thought there was a third one.
We had a drink at the rooftop. So it's, write this down, 235th Avenue. I think it's a residential building, but there's an elevator that goes up to this rooftop garden. Spectacular views. I would think at night it must be just unbelievable.
And it's on the corner of 27th Street.
It's corner of 7th and, no, it's corner of.
5th and 27th.
Yeah. 5th and 27th, that's correct.
I know it's correct. I'm looking at it.
So there you go. There's
and they have
a little
an inner penthouse also. Thank you. And very rarely.
Yeah, there's an inside bar, and then there's the rooftop one that's outside. Very nice. Just to have a drink. We were kind of in a hurry at that point. So we only had one drink. You know me, one drink.
One drink, Jim.
Okay, quick look at our weather before we devote the rest of the little show to library news and tidbits.
And a quick shout out to our former listener, Jay, who just liked our link about the library show.
Oh, very good. I wonder, just now?
Yeah.
Okay, today's weather, Jennifer, the temperature went up 10 degrees since the 11 o'clock because I have 86.9 degrees, which I think is much more accurate than your earlier reported 75. Look for clear skies today. And then the temperature is going to start warming up as we go through the weekend. Clear for the next 4 days, right through the weekend. Clear skies, but temperatures in the mid-90s each day. I'll be heading down to the beach, so that's a good start to my week.
That's good.
Yes. Next chance for rain will be a chance of thunderstorm on Monday afternoon. So welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry. Jennifer, we have a program note next week. Will there be no library show?
There will be no library.
We'll have an archive.
Yeah, I have to find an archive.
Find a good archive. That's going to be tough.
To pick the best one out of all.
Speaking of archives, our friend Jim Gannot will not be in as well. I hear he's in Texas, so he will be archiving his February 19th show, which I hear is just full of great advice.
I can't remember what we did on February 19th.
February 19th? Not even going to try, Jennifer. Okay, so we have some programs. Let's start with this week. We have programs, a bunch of programs this week, including a big one this Saturday at the North County Branch. But I'll get there, Jennifer, tonight. Not tonight. I'm sorry, tomorrow. Friday, July 22nd, we have a movie at the North County Branch Library. It's part of our Spice Up Your Afternoon movie series, and we'll be showing The 100-Foot Journey, starring Helen Mirren and a couple of other no-name actors that are on the poster here.
My goodness.
So that's The 100-Foot Journey. That's at 2 p.m. It's an afternoon start at that movie at the North County Branch Library. You're welcome to bring snacks or your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. North County Branch Library is located on 65 Halstead Street in Clinton, New Jersey. All the programs that Jennifer and I talk about are on our webpage, easily accessible on our webpage. Just go to hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and all the programs that we have coming up are at your fingertips. And also a quick tip, why don't you like us on Facebook? And then we will give you frequent updates about things that are currently happening at the library. Jennifer and I had made a pact before the show that we are going to be very diligent about keeping you up to date on all the little fun things that happen around the library.
Because Jennifer's getting tired of doing it. Yes. And apologies to Om Puri, Manish Dayal, and Charlotte LeBon. The no-name actors.
The no-name actors.
In front of the movie.
It'll take a lot. Someday they'll be on our Today in History.
There you go.
Okay, also on Friday, July 22nd, but this is at 10 a.m. in the morning at the Huntington County Library. They're going to view the film version of Richard III. This is the book club, Jennifer. The Huntington County Library book club will be viewing Richard III, starring Laurence Olivier and John Gielgud.
Everyone's welcome.
You do not have to be a member of the book club. I was going to get there, Jennifer.
Sorry.
So this is 10 a.m. if you like to see Richard III starring one of the treasures of acting, Laurence Olivier, and Sir John Gielgud, who mistakenly made Arthur near the end of his career and all that great acting he did before that, was forgotten in lieu of his portrayal of the butler in the movie Arthur. I believe Alec Guinness made the same mistake. His illustrious career got boiled down to playing Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars films. But it happens, Jennifer. It happens. He got his recognition early, and then he made the money run later on. And then Saturday, the big event at the North County Branch Library is the Garden Expo. They'll have experts in various fields of gardening and displays and to answer your questions. Who's going to be there? Who's going to be there, Jennifer? Is that what you asked me?
Who's going to be there?
The Rutgers Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County will be there. The Native Plant Society of New Jersey. The Hunterdon Shade Tree Commission. The Hunterdon County Division of Parks and Rec. Orchid expert Carol Stober of Stony Hill Gardens. Cacti and succulents expert Jeff Van Newkirk. So one day Jeff Van Newkirk was like in high school and he goes, you know what? I think I know what I want to do with my life. I want to become a cacti and succulents expert. Organic gardening with Marlene Franco. I don't know. I'm making a lot of enemies today. The Northwest New Jersey Beekeepers Association will have an observation hive, and they'll be there to answer questions. Jackie Cashmer of the New Jersey Bat Sanctuary will be there, and I believe she'll have some bats with her, Jennifer.
I think they're coming out 10 minutes on the hour, every hour.
And then finally, aquaponics, the farming of the future. Will be there as well. Oh, and also the Hunterdon County Seed Exchange. So this, again, is this Saturday, July 23rd, from 9:30 to 3 p.m. So if you have any interest in any aspect of gardening, I highly recommend going to this because all these experts are there just to answer your questions. And they have to, if you ask a question, they have to answer it, Jennifer.
Why is that?
Because they have to. That's why they're there.
Okay, next Thursday night, the Headquarters Library will be showing The Intern at 6 p.m., starring Robert De Niro and a young lady who I do not recognize on the cover of the movie. And we will be replaying it on Saturday afternoon, July 30th at 2 p.m. Oh, there's a movie tonight at Headquarters.
No, there's not.
The Rocketeer. Oh, no, it's Saturday. Saturday afternoon, if you're finished with the garden show early, come to the Headquarters Library and see The Rocketeer. At 2 p.m.
We also have two programs next Tuesday, Jennifer, at the North County Branch Library. One is, actually, they're both at 7 p.m. How are they doing this? How are they working this one out?
Probably dividing the room.
Okay, WordPress, monthly meetups at the North County Branch Library. What is WordPress? It's a great open source development platform which is quickly gaining momentum and popularity. It's more than just a blogging platform, Jennifer. WordPress can be used as a website content management system. So if you want to learn more about this, they have monthly meetings at the North County Branch Library. And the next one is Tuesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. And if you go into the WordPress meeting and you're like, wait a minute, this is what I thought. Well, then you're in luck because the Garden Club is meeting at the North County Branch Library on the same night, at the same time, just in a different part of the library. The library isn't that big. So you'll be able to find, just ask somebody. So this is the summer meetup, Jennifer, chatting, plant swapping, meeting other gardeners. I didn't read that correctly. It's drop-in, so feel free to come on by. Again, you can ask questions just like you did at the Garden Expo on Saturday. It's wet your whistle a little bit for gardening, and you can follow it up the next Tuesday at the North County Branch Library. So that's the Garden Club. So that's what we have coming up next week at the Hunterdon County Library. It's a busy week for the late July week at the library. Usually there's not much going on. People are on vacation, but we've got a full schedule. And that doesn't include all of our youth programs.
Yes.
For the Summer Reading Club, and also our Adult Summer Reading Club is going strong. All that information is on the homepage of our website, hclibrary.us.
And actually there's a link to the Adult Summer Reading Club on Facebook page. It was from yesterday. I put that up.
Very good. See? You're rubbing in it, aren't you? Is it my turn to put something on Facebook? Is that the point you're trying to make?
No, I can carry it through till you get back from vacation.
Okay, and then August comes, and you know what August means. Comic Fest and our summer concert series. Some huge events happening at the Hunterdon County Library. We'll start with the summer concert series, Jennifer, and then you can talk about Comic Fest, unless you want me to.
Oh, I can.
I'm getting a little hoarse over here.
That's fine.
The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library present the Outdoor Summer Concert Series at HCL. This is about the sixth or seventh year I think we've been doing this.
think so.
We have three concerts this year on consecutive Wednesdays, beginning Wednesday, August 3rd at 6:30 p.m. Come and hear the sounds of the Summer Swing Orchestra. If you're big fans of Glenn Miller, which I was standing looking right at the Pennsylvania Hotel yesterday, Jennifer.
Were you?
Famous for a song, Pennsylvania 6-5000.
Yes.
So Benny Goodman, all the big band hits. You can come bring your dance partner and do a little swing dancing. I know how to swing dance a little bit now. Did you know that? Lori and I took a lesson on the cruise ship. I can do the basic swing step, and we can do one turn, one twirl, whatever it's called. I can turn her and turn her back. So
I think turnout is, yeah.
Turnout? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Okay, so that's August 3rd, the Summer Swing Orchestra. Then the next week, on Wednesday, August 10th, at 6:30 p.m., the Blauenberg Band joins us. This is a huge community band, brass band. Just think about all those 4th of July movies that you see on Turner Movie Classics, playing all those patriotic hits. What's the matter, Jennifer?
I don't know. I'm hearing a funny sound.
That's my voice. So they play all patriotic hits. John Philip Sousa. Just another great day. And just a reminder, make sure to bring a blanket or a chair or two, your family, food, non-alcoholic beverages to enjoy the evening. And then finally, on Wednesday, August 17th, at 6:30 p.m., the British Invasion Years comes back. A very popular group. If you ever go to their webpage, they play all over the world now, Jennifer, and they play for huge crowds.
Wow.
I think they were in front of 10,000 people last weekend, if I'm not mistaken. And we get to have them at the Hunterdon County Library. They played not just the Beatles, but a lot of British Invasion music from the 60s and American music from the 1960s. Just a great show. Great guys. Crowd favorites. And as an added bonus on the day, Nina's Waffles will be on hand. So when you finish eating your superb picnic lunch that you bring, top it off with a Nina's Waffle and ice cream. So we're very excited to have them. Of course, these programs are all free and open to the public, as are all our library programs. So we hope to see you there.
And the summer concerts you do not need to register for, though you should register for the British Invasion in the unlikely event that there is inclement weather, the first 100 or so people will be admitted to the meeting room.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. But it was not going to rain, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
I heard you tell them we have a comic fest, too.
We have our second annual comic fest. This is co-sponsored by the Book Garden of Frenchtown. We just put a schedule out today in the lobby with our Gotham display of the events that are going on. There may be one more program added because some people don't understand. Is the schedule okay? Are we finished with it? So can we print it? But that's okay. They're excited. And then we did get one more last minute artist who would like
to join
us.
We're trying to sell people to come to this, Jennifer.
I know.
We're not trying to put in personal digs at people.
So we're going to have Kevin McCloskey, who is a children's illustrator, book author, and
I forgot to keep forgetting to ask my daughter because he's an instructor at Kutztown University.
At Kutztown. We may have some worm races depending on the size of the audience.
What the heck is a worm race?
You put worms down on the sidewalk and you spray them with water, and they go whichever one gets to the
real worms.
Yeah, like earthworms.
This sounds very cruel to me. Earthworms are people too.
They're not. We also have John Schmidtberger, Darren Ock, Joseph Cielo, Robert Feldman, Brendan.
So with earthworm fries on the sidewalk first?
No.
You know it's July or August when this happens.
Well, we'll find a shady spot. But don't interrupt. Brendan and Brian Frame. Mandy Apgar will be doing a presentation on the history of comics. John Salvino, Shannon O'Connell. We're going to have Making Your Own Comic Books. Manny Faces will be there. Face painting. There's a cosplay contest all day, and there'll be prizes. And we just booked a special guest.
I heard the web slinger is going to be there.
The web slinger will be there. And yes, I know the universes are now mixed on the lobby display.
You had to play the Spider-Man theme to start our radio show.
I was going to.
Were you?
I was.
The radio show before our comic fest.
Yeah, and we actually might even have a special guest that day.
Better not be Matt Dolan.
No, it'll be Jeremiah.
No, just kidding. Jeremiah's going to join us in studio or on the phone?
He might join us in studio.
Wow, okay, good.
If he's not working that morning. He will be here. Shannon, did I say Shannon O'Connell?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
I didn't think so. You'll be able to make your own comic book. We will have tables.
You did say that.
I did say that. We'll have tables downstairs, table games downstairs.
It's a great day. We did it last year for the first time, and it really went over well.
And we're going to have over a dozen artists.
How come the banners aren't up yet?
Jeremiah, would you please let Jim know why the banners aren't up yet? He doesn't want them up till the day of because he's afraid it will confuse people if we put it up too soon, because there's no date on the banner. And I suggested we create a date and add it to the banner.
Yes.
Maybe if you could do that before you leave, then I can convince them to put them up a little earlier.
Maybe. A little late notice.
Please.
Maybe the week of. The week before we'll do it. That Monday,
I'm going to have such a list.
Monday, August 1st. Is Monday August 1st?
It is.
So I'll do it that day.
Or we can do it the second when you know.
Okay. All right, the second. So you can be there.
Well, I can remind
you. Telling
me
what I'm doing wrong, as I'm doing it.
You made me lose my train of thought. There are going to be door prizes all day. First, second books, and Marvel Comics have donated some. We're going to be getting some free comics from Comic Fusion and Turntable Junction in Flemington.
So all the gardeners, your day is July 23rd. All you comic people, your day is August 6th. It's that simple.
I know what I was going to say. Shannon maybe is going to try and work on some foam board cutouts with your face cut out and then a superhero and have like word bubbles that you can put up and come take your picture
in
them.
That's clever. Like it. All right, Jennifer, we need one more commercial break, don't we?
We sure do.
So let's do this and we have...
I want to talk about Rosetta Stone when we come back.
No. We want people to come back, don't we?
All right, fine.
With Rosetta Stone and, I don't know, I can't think of anything. You got to give them, like, whatever, a teaser.
We're going to talk about Rosetta Stone language when we come back.
Okay, stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with the cackling Jim Thatch. And just a reminder, Jim Gonneau will not be in today, so you will be listening to one of his favorite shows, The Best of Jim Gonneau from February 2019. And as promised, before the break, I'm going to give a quick mention about Rosetta Stone. It's a new language learning database that we have at the library, and it was funded by the New Jersey State Library. the New Jersey Library Network, and the Library Services and Technology Act. This is a database where you can learn one of 30 languages, including Arabic, Chinese, Mandarin Chinese, Dari, Dutch, American English, British English, Tagalog, which is Filipino, and that the flyer is backwards, French, German, Greek, Hebrew, Hindi, Indonesian, Irish, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Latin, Pashto, Persian, Farsi, Polish, Brazilian, Portuguese, Russian, Latin American, Spanish, Spain, Spanish, Swahili, Swedish, Turkish, Urdu, and Vietnamese. In 5 30-minute sessions per week, the average learner can complete a level in only 20 weeks. Practice a little bit every day. Schedule practice time. There's a mobile app, login instructions on the flyers available at the library. You go to our website, hclibrary.us, and under adults, click on the word databases, click on the letter R, and that takes you down to Rosetta Stone. You can work on it in the library or, more importantly, at home. Click on that. That takes you to Jersey. Click, and one more click, and there you are. You just put in your library card number, and off you go, and then it'll have you create an account so that the program will remember where you are in your learning, and off you go.
Very nice.
And I'll get the flyer fixed.
That's another great service that we
offer. It is. And this is one, Rosetta Stone was very popular when it first came out about, 10, 15 years ago. And then we couldn't get the disks for libraries anymore, and then the database was prohibitively expensive. So we're very grateful.
If you learn a second language, what one would you learn? Or do you know a second language?
I know enough Spanish to get through life.
Really? That much?
Yeah.
Maybe my friend Kiko might...
Kiko would probably
challenge you on that one. Kiko, text me a Spanish sentence and see if Jennifer can interpret. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Are we done?
We're finished.
All right. Of course, this radio show is sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, and they have a big event that they're planning on Saturday, September 17th, 2016. They're going to have the Raritan Township Community Day at Lenape Park. Do you know where Lenape Park is, Jennifer?
I did. It's almost across from Jim Thatch's house.
And it's very close to where I live. They're looking for Raritan Township nonprofits to participate on this special day from 11 to 5 p.m. If you have a club, a sports team, a school group that would like to join us, you can contact Christy Ganeau. I'm assuming she's related to Jim Ganeau. At 908-806-6101. Or you can email her at Ganok, that's G-A-N-O-K, at Comcast.net for more information. They're also looking for entertainment, too, Jennifer, for example, cheerleaders, bands, etc. But you must be a nonprofit group, and you must... Are you raising your hand?
I am, because I do not believe she's related to Jim Ganok. There's another Ganok family in Raritan Township that is not related to Jim.
Oh, okay. My mistake, then. I'm sorry.
That's. I just don't want, to get letters.
Sure. You must be a nonprofit group and from Raritan Township. So if your nonprofit would like to have a table at the event and hand out information, sell food, have a fun game or activity for attendees to play, you can contact us and reserve the spot today. It's all free, Jennifer. There's no cost for doing this. Like on other places where you need to reserve the space and they charge you money. This is all free. So once again, Christy Ganeau, 908-806-6101, or Ganeau K at Comcast.net. If you want more information about Raritan Township Community Day on September 17th, 2016, we will try our best to have the Huntington County Library represented. We're just receiving this information now, so we will set those wheels in motion. Any ideas right off the top of your head, Jennifer?
A nice tent would be good.
A tent? Instead of the bookmobile? Is that the point you're trying to make
there? That's the point I'm trying to make there.
I got it. Okay, Jennifer, we can free form for the last 4 minutes
here. Oh, that's dangerous. I was just thinking, don't forget, we are a Pokemon Go gym at the library, and we have creatures on every level.
I was in the city yesterday. Everybody's doing this thing.
Are you?
Pokemon Gym. So one person that was with our party, one of the guys brought his son, and he didn't know the library was a Pokemon Gym. He was very excited to hear that.
So we are a Pokemon Gym. The lower level, you might need to use the library's wireless. You might not be able to use your G3 signal or G whatever signal. people are up to probably higher than G. My phone is still a G3, so I imagine they're up to about G15 by now.
What are the odds of you embracing this Pokemon craze?
Zero to none.
Are you
but
sure?
I am. Okay. But since I haven't been looking for Pokemon since the last week, I have seen fireworks. Somebody had a private party we were driving by, and they had fireworks.
Really?
So we pulled into a side street and watched them. I have had a hot air balloon land in the yard. We have seen countless birds and deer. And
isn't the Quick Trick Balloon Fest coming up?
It is next weekend, as a matter of fact.
I have not seen really that advertised much. Have you?
Or I haven't seen any. I've heard it on a radio station. But I have not seen any flyers or posters up. And usually the chamber has flyers and things here. I don't know if they're going to have, but it's next. Talk quickly, and I'll look up the information, because that's a very big
quickly
event.
We only have like a minute left. All right, go ahead. Just get dates for our listeners, Jennifer, if you will, because this is for anybody in the surrounding area that's never been to the Quick Check Balloon Festival at Solberg Airport.
It's a 34th annual. It is at Solberg Airport. It's the largest summertime hot air ballooning and musical festival in North America. It's next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let's see. They're going to have Third Eye Blind, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Saturday evening at 8 o'clock. That's sponsored by the New Jersey Lottery. They're going to have John Kay and Steppenwolf Sunday afternoon. And Saturday afternoon, Dove McCameron and Ryan McCartan. I'm not familiar with them. So that's.
I thought Meatloaf was playing. I thought I heard that, but I must be mistaken.
They were there. They've been there several times.
Yes.
I don't see. Let's see the festival info.
Okay, I think that's plenty.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, here it's Friday from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday evening. 6:30. The balloons will ascend, and then Saturday and Sunday at 6:30 in the morning and 6:30.
Well, what webpage are you on in case any of our listeners want to refer to it?
BloomFestival.com, and that is the official website.
Very good.
You can buy advanced tickets. Adult general admission is $24. And there are balloon rides available.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jennifer.
That is definitely a...
I think I'm ready to wrap up the library
show. You are ready to wrap up?
What about you?
I'm not. I'm having so much fun.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
All right.
I hope our listeners agree with you.
Well, don't forget to stop in Friday and Saturday and Monday as the weather gets a little too hot. Remember, wherever you are, you can go online, come in, or call. Your library is always there for you.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
AP correspondent Mark Smith.
The 400-page economic report of the president documents decades of data in productivity, income gap, and labor participation, and says had pre-1973 trends continued, the typical household would have nearly doubled its income, adding $51,000 a year. The conclusion? Things like a higher minimum wage and education spending are needed to make up the shortfall.
And he says there's also a problem of economic weakness abroad.
The document cautions the economies of Japan, China, and Europe have been sagging, and says the slowdowns not only reduce U.S. exports, they raise the risks of financial and other spillovers to the U.S. economy. Another potential economic headwind, tight credit for mortgages and consumer loans that are hampering the recovery in housing.
Experts say middle-class income may be a key economic issue for the 2016 presidential and congressional elections. White House officials say State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki will become President Obama's new communications director. She replaces Democratic media strategist Jennifer Palmieri, who's leaving the White House to join Hillary Clinton's likely presidential campaign. U.S. stocks opened lower as the price of oil slumped for a second day and pulled down energy stocks. Crude is falling on reports that supplies remain abundant. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want.